It's now time for tonight's pregame show.
Good evening. It's time for high school football action night on Sunny 101.3. It will be the East Atchison Wolves hosting the South Holt Knights in this ball game tonight. Wrap up the regular season. It's an important district contest for both of these teams as far as seeding goes. The kickoff is set for 7 o'clock. We're playing this game in Fairfax tonight. Randy Gatula will have the call for you. South Holt, you know the story there. They've been decimated by injuries. And, of course, East Atchison, not much better. They're missing several kids tonight as well. I had a chance to visit this week with South Holt coach Josh Peterson and Aaron Behrens, the head coach for the East Atchison Wolves. We'll be back and we'll visit with the coaches, beginning with Josh Peterson, the visitors from South Holt, after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers, too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones!
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Josh Peterson, head coach of the South Holt Knights. The Knights now 4-4 on the year. Coach, it's been, as we talked last week before your game with Mount City, it's been a rough few weeks due to the injuries and all that. The good news is you're always looking for a silver line. You got a whole bunch of young players that are playing and going to get better because of this, but it's a tough pill to swallow for them this year.
Yeah, that is true, and it'll be nice for the future, but it doesn't fix anything right now in terms of, you know, where we're at. But, you know, it's just kind of one of those things, like you said, the growing pains that go with playing the younger guys. You know, the future is bright, but for right now, it's kind of hard, based off the success we've had last year and the success we've had at the beginning of the year. You know, been about a 180 in terms of how the season has gone. You know, we start 4-0 and then we end up 0-4 and sitting right now at 4-4. But like I told our guys, you know, this week is, it's kind of a make or break for districts. This could put us at a potential 3 or 4 seed, or it could drop us down to a 6th. And, you know, we also have, an over 500 record riding on the line this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we get this one, we'll be sitting 5-4 going into districts. And then, you know, when district starts, it's wide open for everybody, because it's no longer, you get another week, it's losing Ben. So, yeah, there's a lot riding on the line this week that we'll see if we're ready for the challenge in terms of these younger guys playing and stepping up.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I could tell the mindset. You look at the seniors, and they're no doubt frustrated with all the injuries and things you guys have had to deal with. I look at a player last week, just Trevor Mark. I'm going to pick him out just because You could just see the intensity he's playing with, trying to do everything he can. Not that the others aren't, but it was evident on him the other night. Man, he's playing hard and a little frustrated, probably just the way things are going because of all the injuries. And you know your team is handicapped in what they can and can't do.
Yeah, you know, we did get Trevor and Trace back last week, you know, it was huge for us. But then we, you know, like I said, we still have to have other kids, you know, step up and not only play for them, but just play together as a team. And I think that's kind of what we've failed to do, you know, I'll say a majority of the season. You know, when we can get up the other day and Rex Ryan was on there and basically he summed up kind of how we're playing right now in terms of we have a roster. We don't really have a team. I'm yet to see us play together as a team. We're all eight and all three phases of the game are clicking. And so that was kind of my challenge to these guys this week is, you know, if you guys can play together as a team and not a roster, things will change. Mm-hmm. But they have to be willing to do that because, you know, like, and I'm not throwing my team on the ball because, you know, there's things that we could have gotten better at. But like you said, you know, there's people can see it. We got individuals that go out there that are trying where in some other areas, not so much. But, hey, you know, like, we can only X and O's this thing so much before, you know, it's going to be on you guys to go execute. So,
right.
Yeah, it does get kind of frustrating with some of our upperclassmen in terms of what we aren't getting from our underclassmen, but that just comes with, you know, inexperience and not a whole lot of playing time.
Mm-hmm. Well, East Atchison, the opponent tonight, they're coming in here 3-5. I don't know that they're really having the one-loss record they were hoping to have this year either. What do you expect out of East Atchison tonight?
Well, from film, it looks like they like to air it out, which is something new that they haven't really done in the past. So, you know, our pass coverage is going to have to be there. I know they still hit. That's one thing that you can count on from an East Atchison team. Their defense is going to want to hit you. And we got to be able to execute offensively and get something going, not get down, not start it behind the chains. You know, 1st and 15, 2nd and 20, like we've kind of started the last three games. We got to stay ahead of the chains, you know, 2nd and 8, 3rd and 4, like manageable downs because we're not built to essentially attack if it's 2 sticks, you know, offensively. Defensively, we got to be able to tackle and we have to be able to play pass coverage. It's pretty much the simplicity of football, John, that we just have not been doing essentially defensively all year. You know, even with Cole going down, it's not like our defense has been outstanding. We were just able to score more points faster, and then, you know, time would run out. But, yeah, if we want to do anything, our defense has to be ready to play Friday.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck tonight, and we'll see what happens next week in the districts.
All right, thanks, John.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City. Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
It's now time to visit with Aaron Barron's head coach of the squad, the East Atchison Wolves. Coach, let's talk a little bit about the football season. I haven't seen you guys for a while. 3-5, I don't think that's where you wanted to be, where you plan to be this year at this point of the season. It's been kind of an interesting year, shall we say.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of encountered some ups and downs here throughout the year, which we kind of knew going in that was a possibility with a lot of new guys coming in without a ton of varsity experience. But you know, the boys have shown up every week, ready to work, ready to learn. You know, with things that have been happening on game nights, one thing that I've been able to count on with these guys is their effort. You know, their 48-minute effort has been exactly what we've wanted week in and week out, so can't fault them there. We just kind of need to clean up some things, penalties.
Mm-hmm.
Big one last week, penalties and turnovers. So just kind of, you know, little things like that week to week, but really, really proud of the boys' effort throughout the year.
Well, with the program you've built there, has been outstanding for a number of years. I mean, this – hopefully just a blip on the radar screen this season, because, I mean, you've had traditionally really fine squads over the last 9 or 8, 10 years, whatever it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of that's cyclical. You know, the last couple of years have kind of, our numbers have been down a little bit as far as availability to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, but like I said, you know, we don't go out and make excuses. The boys have been showing up and putting the work in, and you know, I always tell them, as long as that's what we do first and foremost, you know, I'm gonna be proud of the product they put out on the field. And you know, we kind of went through a lull there in the middle of the year where our physicality wasn't where it needed to be, and that's really ratcheted up these last few weeks. And you know, on top of that, you know, our schedule's tough, our conference
yeah.
is really good, and you know, any time that you're down just a little bit, you know, there's other teams chomping at the bit to kind of take that spot over. And you know, kind of like you said, we've had a run here the last handful of years that we've been pretty competitive and pretty good, and so teams are ready to play us and
mm-hmm.
kind of know what they're going to get, and so you know, that's going to happen, especially with the schedule we play every night.
Right. Well, tonight you're playing the South Holt Knights. I don't really know how many players will start for South Holt tonight that you probably anticipated 4 or 5 weeks ago would be starting for them. They have been decimated by injuries. It's hard to know exactly what to expect tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the main one with Metzger going down, it
mm-hmm.
you hate seeing it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's coming from someone where, you know, I watched him up close kind of tear us apart for two games last year, but he's a good kid. You know, I officiate basketball, and he was great. He's always been great to officiate in basketball season two. And, you know, I joke around with Coach Peterson that he would fit right in with our boys. And so, you know, you always hate seeing that going down, especially, you know, coming back, he was probably the best player in our conference. And,
mm-hmm.
It really sucks when those injuries and types of things happen. And, but, you know, we play a physical game, and that's part of the deal. And it's really tough when that happens. And outside of that, you know, he was kind of the X factor on a lot of things they did, but they've kind of gone back to kind of more of a tight look, especially offensively, kind of getting downhill in the run game. And then defensively, they're still putting a lot of pressure on you, so that side of the ball still looks a little similar.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to see out of your team tonight as far as offense?
Yeah, you know, we have to do a good job of establishing the run early and kind of just getting athletes in space. You know, I thought we did a good job, at least for the first half, against Rockport, moving the ball. We'd get on their side of the field, we'd get to the 20, and, you know, a turnover would happen, or, we'd blink and string together three penalties, and now we're looking at, you know, second and 20, third and 30, things like that. You know, it's tough to live like that. So those are some things that we really need to clean up. But we got to be able to get downhill in the run game. We got to get when we throw it, we got to be able to get ball out of our hands to guys in space and let them go make plays.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game tonight.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next. And that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
October.
Good evening, everyone, from Fairfax, Missouri. High school football coming your way tonight. You're on Sunny 101.3. Tonight it's Missouri 8-man football, the East Atchison Wolves hosting the South Holt Knights. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast of Missouri high school football. Tonight, over on our sister station, KTNC, John Nixon is on the air right about now. He has the Fall City Tigers hosting the Fairbury Jeffs. So if you're looking for the Tigers football, we do have them over on KTNC, 107.1 FM, 1230 AM, and, of course, available at msc-sports.net. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for tonight's broadcast here. First of all, for the visiting South Holt Knights, they're coached by head coach Josh Peterson. They are 4-5 on the season. At center will be Tanner Millen. Millen is a freshman. At the right guard, Trace Millen, a senior. Left guard is Tyson Skeen. He's a sophomore. The tight end is Will Jackson, a sophomore. Griffin Kimmerling is a split end. He is a junior. In the offensive backfield for the South Holt Knights, at quarterback, it'll be Hayden Blaze Weller. Weller, a senior. Now, of course, he's playing in place of the injured Cole Metzger, who was the starter early on in the season. The running back is Trevor Mark. Mark is a senior. And the fullback, Tate Prusman. Prusman is a sophomore. As we said, the Knights are coached by head coach Josh Peterson, and they are 4-5 on the year. Now the starting lineup for the East Atchison Wolves. They are 3-6 on the season. Their head coach is Aaron Behrens. He'll go with Bo Peregrin. Peregrin is a center at 240 pounds and a junior. The right guard will be Gabe Harms. Harms is a 185-pound senior. The left guard, Tatum Johnson. Johnson, a junior, weighs 225 pounds. The tight end is Knox Oswald, just a freshman, at 150. The split end, Cameron Brooks. Brooks, a senior, 150 pounds. At quarterback is Owen DeRozier. DeRozier, 175 and a senior. The running back is River Dowd. Now is a senior, 165 pounds. And the fullback is Luke Gebhardt. Gebhardt, just a freshman, at 150. Aaron Behrens is the head coach. The Wolves are 3-6. Say, we got some volleyball news for our listeners here in Northwest Missouri. In Missouri Volleyball Districts last night, Class 1 District 16 semifinals, the number 2 seed East Atchison beat Nottoway Valley 3-0, and the number 4 seed Rockport beat the number 1 seed Mound City 3-1. That means that East Atchison will play Rockport for the district title tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock at Rockport. So lots of volleyball action coming up tomorrow afternoon. You won't want to miss that. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout. I'll be back with the opening kickoff after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind you about the importance of proactive care. Regular self-exams and routine mammograms are critical in detecting breast cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't put off scheduling mammograms. Early detection can save your life. Together, we can make a difference in the fight against breast cancer. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Fairfax, Missouri. We are in Fairfax tonight. This is East Atchison and South Holt. We've just had the coin toss, and the toss was won by East Atchison, and East Atchison has elected to receive. They will receive the football, and they'll be going from our right to left. That's from east to west, as East Atchison won the coin toss. We are in Fairfax, as I mentioned. Now, that's because the home games for East Atchison are alternated between being played at Tarkio and at Fairfax. We've done several East Atchison home games, but never before have we been to Fairfax. All the games I've done so far, we've played at the old Tarkio College Field. A lot of memories there from the Peru State College football days, but Tonight we find ourselves here in Fairfax, and I was reminiscing with Terry Peterson, the principal over at Tark Hill, a while ago, and I don't believe I've ever done a football game here at Fairfax. We've worked a lot of basketball games back in the 80s and 90s with the Fairfax Holiday Tournament, and when Fairfax and Craig were co-oping, we did several games in Craig, Missouri, but I don't think I've ever been here to Fairfax. So after 53 years, this is a first for me. We're getting set to go. All right, kicking the football away, South Holt will handle the kickoff. It'll be Mark to do the kicking. He's got the ball teed at the 30-yard line. Ready to get underway. Eight-man Missouri High School football here in Fairfax. Trevor Mark set to come forward and kick it. Waiting for the official to give him permission. He comes forward, and here is the kick. Oh, a driving end-over-ender. That ball's going to go into the, no, just out of the end zone, fielded at the 1, return man across the 15, out to the 20, the 25, on his feet, breaks into the open at the 30, down the right sideline, the 20, the 15, 10, 5, touchdown on the opening kickoff, all the way down for the return of the opening kickoff for the touchdown. Carrying that for East Atchison.
77 yards return for a touchdown for senior Cameron Brooks.
So the football is going to be set up for the two-point conversion on the opening kickoff all the way from the 79-yarder because he caught it at the 1. Score coming with 11:43 to play here in the first quarter. Now we'll line up and go for the two-point conversion. They set in a shotgun formation. Wide receiver to the left, double tight end, running to his right with the ball toward the pylon, into the corner, in for the two-point conversion. Carrying the football in is Owen DeRozier. DeRozier for the 2 points makes it 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. A 79-yard kickoff return by Cam Brooks for the touchdown. Owen DeRozier carried in for the two-point conversion. East Atchison goes on top 8-0 on the opening kickoff, 11:43 to play here in the first quarter. East Atchison ready to kick the ball away now, teed up at the 30-yard line. Here's the kick. This will be a short one. The up man comes up, bobbles it a minute, picks it up to the 15. He's out to the 20. Turns the right corner to the 25. Across the 30, 35, midfield the 40, and knocked out of bounds, finally, into East Atchison territory at about the 37-yard line is where they got him. The return man on the carry was Memphis Jones, so Jones has given South Holt good field position. They'll begin this drive first and 10 at the 32-yard line, 37-yard line, check that. They'll start at the 37 of East Atchison. South Holt comes over the football. At quarterback, Hayes Weller. He'll sit in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers wide to the left side of the field. On first and 10, takes a snap. Hands the ball off, running out to the left is Trevor Mark. Mark tries to turn the corner. He'll get yardage down close to the 30-yard line before being taken out of bounds. Looks to have a gain on the carry of about 6 yards. It's going to bring up second down and 4 yards to go now for the South Holt Knights. Second down and 4 for the Knights. The new line of scrimmage is at the 20, or check that, the 31-yard line. Spot the ball on the hash mark in from the north side. South Holt going from our left to right, from west to east. Hayes Weller, the quarterback. Trevor Mark in the backfield with him. Two wide receivers to the left side of the field. They turn, give it off to Mark. He'll come to the right. Turns the corner to the 30, the 25. He's down to the 20, inside the 20, down near the 15-yard line, and taken out of bounds inside the 15, all the way down to the 13-yard line, goes Trevor Mark on the carry. So Trevor Mark, this drive began at the 37-yard line, and he's the football all the way down inside the 15 now. Looks like they'll mark it at about the 12 is where they'll put it, on the right hash mark. Weller is your quarterback. The senior signal caller has Trevor Mark set to his left. Fakes to Mark. Keeps it himself into the middle. He's inside the 10. Crashes down to about the 8-yard line. It looks like he got a gain of about 4 on the carry. Should bring up second down and a long 6 yards to go with the football now just outside the 8-yard line. The ball is on the right hash mark. The wide side of the field is to the left for the South Holt Knights. Second down and a long 6 yards to go from the 8. They need to get inside the 2 for a first down. Griffin Kemmerling splits wide to the left side of the field. Quarterback Hayes Weller has the snap. Gives to Mark. Mark runs to his right. He's at the 5, trying to get to the pylon. No, he's taken out of bounds short of the goal line. May have enough for the first down, though. Mark has the ball down. I think it's going to be a first and goal. So the football is going to be marked just outside the 1-yard line, first down and goal for the South Holt Knights. Boy, they've come right down the field here. Over the football come the Knights. Weller to call the count. Back set in the I formation this time behind him. Mark and Prusman back there calling a starting count. He turns, gives to Mark into the middle. And he's in for the touchdown. Trevor Mark carries in. They answer quickly here. As he carries the football in from 1 yard out, it'll be a 1 yard touchdown run by Mark. And this score coming with 10 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We got a track meet going here already with 2 touchdowns scored in the first 3 minutes of the ball game. So Trevor Mark puts it in. The drive began at the 37-yard line. That's going to be a 37-yard drive. Only took 6 plays to get there. Now we're going to try and kick the conversion. Waiting to kick the extra point. The ball is bobbled. They got it down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. They got it through. Makes our score 8-7, 10:32 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap presented by your friends Jake and Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, a quick 6-play, 37-yard drive there for South Holt. The touchdown run came from 1 yard out by Trevor Mark. The conversion kick was good, and our score goes 8-7. East Atchison on top, 10:32 to play here in the first quarter. Ready now to kick it away. Coming forward for South Holt, there's the kick. Driving, bounces at the 5, going to be picked up at about the 3. Out to the 5, the 10, the 15, 20, 25. Breaking into the open once again, coming to the near side at the 30, and caught from behind and tackled at about the 32-yard line. On the return, once again, was Cam Brooks. He took it all the way for a touchdown last trip, and not a bad return here again as he got the ball out across the 30-yard line. East Atchison will begin this drive, first and 10. They'll start at their own 33-yard line as be the starting point for this drive from the 33. East Atchison with the football. They'll break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Owen DeRozier. Already up 8-7. This is their first play from scrimmage. River Dow, Luke Gebhardt's in the backfield with Owen DeRozier. DeRozier takes the snap. Turns, gives the ball off, running off to the left side and then tackled out near the 40. River Dow, the ball carrier. Dow's going to have a gain of about 8 on the carry. Now they'll give him 7, call it second down and 3 yards to go with the football just shy of the 40-yard line. Second down and 3 for the Wolves, 10:03 to play. Here in the first quarter, 8-7 your score. Wolves on top. East Atchison comes over the football. Cameron Brooks splits wide out to the right side of the field this time. River Dow, Luke Gebhardt's in the backfield with Owen DeRozier. DeRozier on 2nd and 3 in the shotgun formation. The ball at the 40-yard line. DeRozier turns, gives the ball off to River Dow. He tries to run to the right, broke a tackle. He has first down yardage. He's across the 40, inside the 35, and down near the Well, we'll see where they say he stepped out. He easily picked up the first down. I think they're going to mark the ball around the 33-yard line. That is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10. River Dow was your ball carrier. At the 34 is where they'll put it on the right side hash mark. So it's first and 10. East Atchison at the 34-yard line of South Holt. Clock running, 9:15 to play first quarter here in Fairfax. 8-7 your score. East Atchison on top. The Wolves have Owen DeRozier at quarterback. He'll be in a shotgun formation with River Dow sitting in the backfield with him. Luke Ebhard sets in a slot to the right. Now comes back and sets up on the hip of the quarterback DeRozier. On first and 10, DeRozier takes the snap, gives to River Dow. Dow runs to the left. He's hit at the line of scrimmage and wrapped up. Got maybe a half a yard on it, not much more than that. The ball's going to be between the 33 and 34-yard line. Going to bring up second down and still a long 9 yards to go. They're going to still call it 10, no gain on the play. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here in Fairfax. MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 34-yard line. DeRozier puts a wide receiver wide to the right this time. I think that's Cameron Brooks out there. DeRozier calls his starting count. A high snap, gets it off to Dow. River Dow cuts inside to the right. He's at the 30. Turns down to the 25, the 20. And on the 15, down close to the 10, and finally taken out. River Dow did not want to be tackled. He got to that right sideline and just was shedding tacklers right and left. It looks like he's just outside the 10. From our angle, it's hard to figure out exactly where the ball is going to be spotted. We'll wait until they put it up at the 11, they say, on the scoreboard. So the ball is on the right side hash mark at the 11-yard line. First down and 10, East Atchison at the 11 of South Holt. Knights kind of with their backs to the wall here at the 11-yard line. They'll come over the football. DeRozier will set in the shotgun formation. River Dow sets behind him. High snap, goes over his head. He has to go back after it. The ball is loose. He got back on it. And DeRozier managed to cover that fumble. It was a high snap that went over his head. No chance there for any kind of heroics. He just had to run back and get on the football and do the wise thing. Big loss on the play. Puts the football back out near the 19-yard line is where they'll mark it. The ball is at the 19 inside the 20. So it'll be a second down. And about 18 yards to go from the 19-yard line. Quarterback Owen DeRozier in the shotgun. Wide receivers to each side of the field this time. DeRozier, obvious passing situation, has the snap. Hands the ball off to his running back. River Dow comes to the left side. Dow is going to be down and taken out of bounds outside the 10-yard line. He's back down close to the original line of scrimmage. River Dow with a gain of about 6 or 7 there. It's going to bring up third down and still about 12 yards to go. Third down and 12 with the ball at the 13-yard line is where they'll mark it. 6 minutes, 51 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-7 your score if you're just checking in with us. East Atchison up by 1 here as the Wolves come up over the football. This time a double tight end set with an empty backfield. Flankers to both sides. DeRozier in the backfield has the snap. Inside handoff coming off around to the right side. That's DeRozier carrying the football. Or that's Brooks, rather. And he's going to have gain down to inside the 10. Looks like the ball's going to be near the 7-yard line. Fourth down and 5 to go. The football spotted at about the 7. That's where they'll mark it. It's on the right hash mark. DeRozier comes out to the sideline to get the play. He's got a 10 and an 18 in there with him, and sometimes they're a little hard to discern one from the other as they come out. Brooks wears 18. He's going to split out to the left side. River Dow is going to be in the backfield with DeRozier. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field with 5:53 to go in the first quarter. 8-7, East Atchison on top. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices.
Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, East Atchison is up 8-7 off that opening kickoff for a touchdown, and now with 5:53 to go here in the first quarter, the Wolves are facing 4th-and-5. The line of scrimmage is at the 7-yard line of the South Holt Knights. So let's see what they do on 4th-and-5 from the 7. I can envision River Dow running the football here. He's been pretty successful handling the ball. All right, the quarterback, DeRozier, as Gebhard set in the backfield next to him. DeRozier in the shotgun formation has the snap. Drops straight back in the pocket. Throws down into the corner of the end zone. The ball is deflected and tipped away off the fingertips of the intended receiver. It was intended for Cameron Brooks down on the corner. Good defense on the part of South Holt. And the South Holt Knights take over on downs. They'll have the football 1st-and-10 working from their own 7-yard line. That's where the Knights will begin this one, at the 7. With 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in this first quarter, trailing 8-7. Here come the Knights over the football with Hayes Weller at quarterback in the shotgun formation. Puts a man in motion out to the left. Throws a pass out complete to the left sideline. Making the reception out there is Trevor Mark. Mark gets up the left sideline for a nice gain. He's taken out of bounds across the 10-yard line. Looks like a gain of 5 on the pass. It'll bring up 2nd-and-5 yards to go. Football now at the 12-yard line is where they mark it. On the left side, hash mark at the 12, 2nd-and-5 yards to go. Hayes Weller is your quarterback. He's alone in the backfield this time. Trevor Mark sets to his right as a flanker. Inside handoff coming around from left to right. And forward out across the 15-yard line. On the carry was Cameron Biondo. And Biondo is short of the first down by about a yard. He's got the ball out at the 15-yard line. It'll be 3rd-and-1. 3rd-and-1 yard to go. Hayes Weller and company. Mark sets on his left hip in the backfield. Takes the snap, gives to Mark. Mark hobbled the ball for a minute. Now he's going to be smothered and tackled for a loss. Back down around the 10-yard line. They kind of fumbled the ball a little bit on the handoff on the exchange. Mark was able to gather it in, but he was then wrapped up and dropped for a loss of about 3. So now it's 4th-and-4, what you would assume would be a punting situation here now for the South Holt Knights. 4:41 to play here in the first quarter, 8-7 the score if you're just checking in. East Atchison leading South Holt by 1. They'll come out on 4th-and-1. Oh, they're going after it. How about that? 4th-and-4 at their own 12-yard line. Nope, now we're going to have a timeout taken. 4:25 to go, first quarter, 8-7. East Atchison on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Sure-Ag LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer application and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of seeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit Sure-Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula with you here in Fairfax, Missouri. MJ Evans at our studios, our Sunny 101.3 studios tonight is our producer engineer. Again, they come out on 4th-and-4 looking as if they're going to go after it. Hayes Weller has Trevor Mark set to his left, and they are going for it. Hayes Weller to carry the football around the left side. He's got the first down. A flag is thrown. He's taken out of bounds out near the 20-yard line. Had the first down with 5 yards to spare, but a flag thrown here in the backfield that's going to be holding the call against the Knights. So they had picked up the first down, but they got called for a holding infraction, and that'll back them up. And now they'll be in 4th-and-long situation. We may see a punt this time. That was pretty gutsy this early in the ball game, that deep in your own territory at the 12-yard line. They went for it on fourth down and four from their own 12. Now, they still haven't marked off the penalty yardage, and South Holt's already up the line of scrimmage ready to snap it. Now they mark off the 5 yards, and it'll bring up fourth down and about 10 yards to go. Fourth and 10. Now, looks like we're in an empty backfield situation for Hayes Weller on fourth and 10. He'll punt the ball out of there. The ball is going to sail down to the 40, the 35, the 30, inside the 30 to the 25, and it'll be touchdown at the 25-yard line. So the East Atchison Wolves will begin this drive at their own 25-yard line is where they'll start it with 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Again, the score, 8-7, East Atchison on top. They scored on the opening kickoff, 79-yard return on the opening kickoff. Now they begin this drive, first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Owen DeRozier is the quarterback. Splits a wide receiver wide out to the right side of the field. In the backfield, River Dow, Luke Gebhards takes a snap. Rolling to his right. Now tucks back inside with it is DeRozier. DeRozier wrapped up and dropped as he got the ball across the 25 out to about the 27. He'll get a gain of 2 yards on the carry. And it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go for the East Atchison Wolves. Our listeners over on the Nebraska side, if you're not familiar, East Atchison is a co-op between Tarkio, Missouri and Fairfax, Missouri. They alternate their home games. We're playing tonight here in Fairfax. Second down and 8 from the 27-yard line. Wolves with the football. DeRozier in the backfield, double tight end. Flanker set to either side. He's all alone in the backfield is DeRozier. He has a snap. He'll run it himself to the right side. DeRozier on his feet, stops short of the first down. Tackled near the 34-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about a yard to go here. They'll put the ball at the 34, third and 1. Clock shows 3:09 to play in the first quarter and running. 8-7 the score. East Atchison up by 1. They bring the play in from the sideline. Brooks wears 18, Dow wears 10, and Knox Oswald wears 16. And with the orange on black, those numbers, you really have to look carefully to discern which are which here. Wide receiver to the near side is Oswald this time. In the backfield, DeRozier takes a snap, gives to River Dow. Dow broke one tackle. He's going to have the first down yardage, but barely. He needed a yard. He got about a yard and a half. He'll have the first down with a half a yard to spare. The football is going to be marked out to the 36-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for East Atchison. Clock running at 2:23 to play in the first quarter. First down and 10 for the East Atchison Wolves. Owen DeRozier, 175-pound senior, is the quarterback. Cameron Brooks splits wide to the right side of the field. River Dow, a senior running back at 165, sets behind the quarterback DeRozier. The freshman Luke Gebhards sets to his right. DeRozier calling his cadence, waiting for the snap from center. Has the snap, runs to his right. DeRozier's going to keep it himself. He ducks inside, gets wrapped up and hit after a gain of about 3. Got the football out to the 39-yard line. We'll give him 3 on the carry. And it'll bring up second down and 7 yards to go now for the East Atchison Wolves. The center of that defensive line was waiting for him there. And nevertheless, he still got about 3 on his momentum just going into the defense. So now we spot the football between the 39 and the 40, about a half a yard short of midfield. Second down, 7 yards to go. Down to a minute 23 to play here in the quarter. To the near side comes Knox Oswald. Split wide to the right goes Cameron Brooks. In a slot to the right. Now coming in motion this way, they give it to River Dow. Dow tries to turn it up, took the ball in motion. Got a yard or two. He just across the 40, a little shovel pass forward to get it to River Dow. Only got about a yard out of it. It's still going to bring up third down and 6 yards to go with the football right center on the midfield stripe at the 40-yard line. Less than a minute to go here now in the first quarter. 49 seconds, the clock is running. Third down, 6 yards to go at the 40. Or the East Atchison Wolves. Owen DeRozier, the senior signal caller, has them huddled up at the 30. They break the huddle and come to the line of scrimmage. He'll have an empty backfield with a flanker to each side and a double tight end set in front of him. He usually runs out of this. DeRozier waits for the snap. Got the ball. He'll run to his right. Ducks inside. He's going to be hit. Fighting forward close to the first down. Wrapped up and dropped. Getting the tackle on him there for South Holt was Trace Millen. Millen stopped him short of the first down by about a yard. So it's going to be fourth down and 2 yards to go with the football just outside the 36-yard line. Time will expire after one quarter. East Atchison on top 8-7 over South Holt. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Most people agree it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Falls City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive this top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, welcome you back to Fairfax, Missouri. We're getting set to move into second quarter action, 8-7. East Atchison leading South Holt. It'll be fourth down and a long yard, almost two to go. The football spotted outside the 36-yard line of South Holt. East Atchison has it on fourth down. Coming out of the break here of the first quarter, East Atchison huddles up at the 30. They come over the football. DeRozier is your quarterback. Again, double tight ends. A flanker set to either side of him. He's all alone in the backfield. DeRozier's been running from this formation most of the time. Okay, a snap. And the ball was bobbled on the snap from center. I don't know if they tried to snap it to an up man or what happened. Falling on the football and covering up the fumble was Tatum Johnson. And loss on the play. And once again, South Holt has held on downs. And the South Holt Knights will take the ball over first and 10 at their own 36-yard line is where South Holt will begin with this one from their own 36 with 11:57 to play here in the second quarter. Quarterback Hayes Weller under center. Pitches back to his trailing back. Now they blow the ball dead.
Ball
start, procedure penalty is going to go against the Knights. So the Knights tried to hurry it up there, and they kind of crossed themselves up and end up with a 5-yard penalty that puts the ball back to the 31-yard line. It'll be first down and 15. So first and 15 from their own 31. Just underway here in this second quarter, 11:57 on the clock. Wide receiver to the left side is Griffin Kemmerling, and a slot to the left, Cameron Biondo. There's the snap. You have the ball off to Trevor Mark. Mark tries to run to his right. Nothing there at all. They were after him. He was dropped immediately. Making the tackle was on the far side, I think. Horsmeyer, perhaps. Anyway, the ball is going to be marked back to the 31. Second down, 15 yards to go for the South Holt Knights. Second and long. Kemmerling comes to the near side. Slot to the near side is Biondo. Empty backfield for Hayes Weller. Biondo comes in motion. Fake the handoff. Throws the ball deep downfield. Pass complete at the 30. At the 25. Hit and drop down near the 15-yard line. Will Jackson made the reception. It was Will Jackson that got the football down near the 15-yard line. He was all alone. There were two receivers deep down the field and only one defender stuck halfway between them. And Jackson advances the football to about the 16-yard line is where they'll put it. And it'll be first and 10 South Holt at the 16 of East Atchison. Weller brings him up to the line quickly with Trevor Mark in the backfield set to his left. Two receivers to the left side. Fake the handoff to Mark. Weller wants to run it himself. He's inside the 10. He's taken out of bounds down near the 7 or 8 yard line. We'll see where they say he stepped out. Nice. It's Weller on the keeper. From our, it looks like he's well inside the 10, perhaps around the 7. They'll mark it just shy. So it'll be second down and a yard to go. The football around the 6-yard line, between the 6 and 7. Hard to tell from here. But it's second down, less than a yard to go. Weller has Cameron Biondo set behind him. He's under center this time to take the snap. On the snap, pitches back to Biondo. Biondo running to his right side, has the first down, and then gets taken out of bounds hard down inside the 5-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for the Southold Knights inside the 5 of East Atchison. Biondo just a sophomore on the carry. Let's see where they mark the football. I'm waiting for the guys there. They say at the 4-yard line is where it is. So it'll be first and goal at the 4. Weller puts Biondo wide to the right. Wide to the left side is Griffin Kemmerling. Trevor marked in the backfield, set next to him. Handoff goes to Mark. He'll try to run to his right, and he's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Oh, they got the referee on the sideline. The ref went down hard. Looks like he's okay. He's getting back up. Referee took one of the harder pops on that one of all the contact out there. Think he's okay. He gets up and shakes it off. No gain on the play. Maybe he lost a yard. Put the ball back out to the 5-yard line. It was first and goal at the 4. Now it's second and goal here. We're at about the 5 is where they mark it. Clock has stopped. He went out of bounds. 10:24. Now waiting for the wide receiver to the right side. Waiting for the snap from center is Hayes Weller. Weller's going to keep it himself, run up the middle. He's wrapped up and dropped. I don't believe he got back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe he got a half a yard, that's all. So it's going to be third down and goal. Football still around the 5-yard line. So they had it first and goal at the 4. South Holt now facing third down and goal at the 4. As Weller goes to the sideline to get the play. 9:48 to play here in the first half, 8-7. East Atchison on top. East Atchison scored on the opening kickoff, 79 yards. Wide to the right goes Cameron Biondo. To the left comes Griffin Kemmerling. Mark sets in the backfield. They flip it to Mark. He'll run to his left. Mark's got a blocker in front of him. He gets to the end zone, and I believe he's going to get it in for the touchdown. Trevor Mark from 4 yards out. Took that one in for the TD, a 4-yard touchdown run by Trevor Mark. Score coming with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the second quarter. A 4-yard run. Howard have the try for the conversion kick. The ball is down. The kick is up. And the kick is good, and our score goes 14-8 with 9:26 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. That scoring drive, 9 plays, 44 yards. Trevor Mark scored on a 4-yard carry, his second rushing touchdown of the night. Conversion kick was good, and that puts South Holt on top now 14-8, 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half, second quarter. Trevor Mark has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line for the ensuing kickoff. He'll come forward and get the kick. Here it is. Oh, an onsider. It bounces around. It's going to be loose on the field for a minute. Everybody after it down near the 30-yard line. Let's see. South Holt's indicating they got the ball, but we're waiting for the referee to indicate. I think East Atchison got back on it. Boy, that thing, it looked like they had it covered up, and then it came squirting out from under them. And it's going to be East Atchison's football at the 30-yard line. That's where they'll start with this ball, first and 10.
Okay.
East Atchison at their own 30. They'll begin this drive with 9 minutes and 26 seconds to play here in the first half, trailing now 14-8. All right, they'll spot the ball on the left hash mark at the 30-yard line. East Atchison with Owen DeRozier in charge at quarterback. He puts two wide receivers to the right side of the field. That'll be Brooks and Dow over here this time. All alone in the backfield is DeRozier. Spread set, two receivers either way. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass complete at the 40, the 35, the 30. One man to beat, 25, 15, all the way for the touchdown.
Gabe Harms
took that one all the way down. That from the 30-yard line, that will be a 50-yard touchdown pass to Gabe Harms. And he was all alone when he caught that football. And as Harms had one man to beat, he managed to get around him and took it all the way for the TD. The score coming with 9:14 to play here in the second quarter. A 50-yard pass play complete to Gabe Harms. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. They come over the football. DeRozier with an empty backfield. Double tight end, flanker to each side. He'll run it himself to the right side. Now cuts back inside. Hit, wrapped up, and I don't think he got there. The conversion failed. Could not get it in. So our score now is 14-12. South Hope on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, that scoring drive, pretty simple. One play, 50 yards. A pass play, Owen DeRozier to Gabe Harms for the TD. The conversion failed. And our score's all tied up now at 14 apiece. 14-14 our score with 9:14 to play in the first half. All right, East Atchison ready to kick the football away. Here comes the kick, and onsider grabbed up by the short man and vaulted on very quickly for South Holt. Getting on that was Will Jackson, and Jackson covered it up, and he's going to give South Holt incredible field position. They tried the onsider, and South Holt is going to begin this drive at their own 39-yard line. So they're near midfield as they start this drive, with 9 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half, second quarter. South Hold over the football. Hayes Weller has the snap. Oh, the ball is loose, and I think East Atchison's got the recovery at the 35-yard line. They had Biondo in motion from left to right. They tried to hand it to Biondo. He didn't get the handoff at all. The ball just landed on the ground, and East Atchison comes up with the fumble recovery, and they're going to have great field position. That's as good as an onside kick. They're going to start at the 35-yard line of South Hole. So East Atchison will get the ball with 9 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the first half. We're all tied at 14 apiece here. Now let's see what East Atchison can do with it. DeRozier has River Dow back in the backfield with him. Two receivers wide to the right, one wide to the left on first and 10 at the 35. River Dow gets the handoff. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. Falls forward for maybe half a yard or so, not much more than that. I don't think they're going to give him any gain at all. And they're going to call it second down and 10 yards to go. So it'll be second down and 10 from the 35-yard line of South Hole. A lot of time left to play here in the first half. 8 minutes, 45 seconds to go in the second quarter. We're all tied up at 14 apiece. The Wolves come over the football with a wide receiver to each side. Owen DeRozier is your quarterback. River Dowse, that's on his right hip. DeRozier's going to run. No, check that. That's River Dowse. Oh, that's DeRozier with the football. DeRozier's got it all the way down to the 20-yard line. DeRozier faked the handoff to River Dowse. 10 and 12 are their numbers down there with these orange numbers on the black uniforms, and they get the football to the 20-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be first and 10, so East Atchison setting up shop quickly here. Big play on their first snap all the way down to the 20. First and 10 for the Wolves. 8 minutes, 9 seconds to play first half. Tied at 14 apiece. DeRozier breaks the huddle and brings them to the line. The ends are set tight. The running backs are flanked out to either side just outside the ends. In motion goes River Dow to the left side. Now he sets to the left. With the ball running to the left, goes Owen DeRozier. DeRozier cracks inside, not much this time. He does get inside the 20. Looks like he got 2, maybe 3 yards. We'll see when they unstack the pile down there. A whole host of defenders waiting to bring him down as he got off that left guard. They're going to give about 3 on the carry. Call it second down, 7 yards to go. Second down and 7. The football is going to be at about the 17-yard line. 16-yard line is where they mark it. At the 16, 7:15 to go first half. Score is tied at 14 here in Fairfax. East Atchison over the football. DeRozier. Gebhard set to his right. River Dow set behind him. As DeRozier's in the shotgun formation, he has a snap. Keeps it himself. He runs to his right. DeRozier's got some running room at the 10, at the 5. Stop just shy of the goal line. He's inside the 5. We'll see where they're going to mark him. Well, he's not going to get a very favorable spot out of this.
But that's good enough for D.A. Wolves.
They're going to put the ball at the 4-yard line. Not a very favorable spot there. Looked like he was more down around the 2 when he hit the ground. But they'll mark the ball at the 4. That's where they put it. And it'll be first down and goal for East Atchison at the 4-yard line of South Holt. East Atchison over the football. Owen DeRozier, calling his count, has the snap. DeRozier gives to River Dow. Dow runs to his left, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. River Dow carries it in from 4 yards out for the touchdown. So River Dow has his first score of the evening on a 4-yard touchdown carry. The score coming with 6 minutes, 21 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Moves our score 20-14 now. East Atchison on top as they'll come up to line up here to go for the 2-point conversion. The ball is set to the left side hash mark. Owen DeRozier has both of his running backs sitting back there with him. Here's the try for the 2-point conversion. He's got the snap. He wants to throw the ball. And the ball gets batted down. Ball's incomplete. Conversion fails with 6:21 to go in the first half. It's 20-14. East Atchison on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive brought to you by the Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. A 5-play, 35-yard drive there for East Atchison, capped off with a 4-yard run by River Dow. Conversion failed. Our score moves 20-14. East Atchison up, 6:21 to go here in the first half. Here's a kickoff. It's going to go out of bounds down near the 20-yard line. So now South Holt has a decision to make if they want to try and make them re-kick it or if they'll take the football. We'll find out here in just a moment what they're going to do. The kickoff went off the side of the foot here of the kicker and came out of bounds. Looks like South Holt is just going to go ahead and take the football at the 25-yard line. That's the option they have. So it'll be first and 10 for the South Holt Knights, beginning this drive at the 25-yard line.
First down and 10 at the 25-yard line.
Starting at their own 25 is where they'll work. Hayes Weller with a single setback set to his left has the snap. Weller back to pass, throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be complete to Cameron Biondo. Biondo was tackled immediately. Good defensive coverage there for East Anderson. Coming up to make the hit was Tatum Johnson. Johnson on the stop after a gain of 2. It'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 27-yard line on the right hash mark. Just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. 5:53, clock running. It's 20-14. East Atchison on top. Here comes South Holt over the football. Weller has a single setback back there with him. Mark gives the ball to Trevor Mark into the middle. Mark running tough. Gets the football out to about the 30-yard line. He'll have a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up third down and 5 yards to go now for the South Holt Knights. Actually got it across the 30 by about. Well, now they're going to put it back. Referee stood at the 31, then turned and reached out to his right and put the ball down at the 30. Third down and 5 at the 30. Griffin Kemmerling comes to the near side of the field. Trevor Marks sets in a slot to the left side. They throw it to Kemmerling, but a flag is thrown. Procedure penalty. I think there were people moving over here. They weren't set before the ball was snapped. So there's an unfortunate break for South Holt. They had third down and manageable. Now they're going to get a 5-yard penalty assessed against them for procedure. And instead of third and 5, we're looking at third and 10. Timeout taken on the field with 5:10 to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi there, community. Are you ready to make a difference? Now, until December 2nd, SBS Insurance, along with your help, will be collecting new socks to help those in our community in need. It's simple. Drop off your donations of new kids or adult socks at your local SBS Insurance office. Remember, a simple pair of socks can make a big difference. Let's spread warmth and kindness this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, for our Nebraska listener, University of Nebraska volleyball, the Cornhusker ladies took Illinois in set number one tonight, 25-17. Huskers up 1-0 at Illinois. All right, here we are, third down and 10 yards to go at the 25-yard line for the South Holt Knights from their own 25, third and 10. Weller's back to pass, scrambles, rolls to his right. Now he's going to run upfield. Weller's going to get the first down yardage and then some and be taken out of bounds. Great job of scrambling there by Hayes Weller. Got the first down with about 3 or 4 yards to spare. He's got the football all the way out to the 49-yard line. That was a 19-yard carry. And it'll be first and 10, South Holt. Plenty of time for the Knights to work here. 5:02 showing on the clock. East Atchison on top, 20-14. A little bit of a seesaw contest here. South Holt trying to tie it back up or perhaps take a lead before halftime. 3 wide receivers to the left this time for Hayes Weller. Trips to the left. Weller on first down has the snap. Throws the ball. The ball is batted down, nearly intercepted. Getting up there and knocking that football down was Gabe Harms. Harms just jumped straight up and batted the football away. Ball's incomplete. It'll bring up second down. That play was developing and setting up pretty well here on this left sideline had Harms not got up and batted the ball down. Second down and 10 at the 39-yard line for the South Holt Knights. Weller takes the snap, fakes it, runs to his left. He wants to come around the left side to the 40 to the 35 and taken out of bounds. Oh, and goes down hard on the track, but he's being helped up. Looks like he's okay. I like to see that kind of sportsmanship from East Atchison. Cameron Brooks was right over here and helped him back to his feet. You don't see that sportsmanship just everywhere you go, but that was good to see Cam Brooks come over and help Weller back to his feet after he fell on the track. Ball is now marked inside the 35 at the 34-yard line. Third down and a long three, almost 4 yards to go. The football again is spotted at the 34. On third down, Weller this time will have Trevor Marks set to his right. Oh, fumble on the snap from center, just trying to get after the football. And East Atchison thinks they've got the ball. Let's see. Yes, they do. East Atchison with the fumble recovery at the 35-yard line. Well, that ball never got into the hands of Hayes Weller. When he came out from under center, he didn't have it. He tried to reach out and grab the ball, and before he could, all the East Atchison players were swarming after that football, and they got the fumble recovery at the 35-yard line. So now, East Atchison will begin a drive at the 35. They'll start with 4:41 to play here in the quarter. From the 35-yard line, first and 10. DeRozier, back to pass. He's going to run with the football. DeRozier starts to his left, broke a tackle. 40, 35, 30, 25. Inside the 25 and dragged down at about the 23-yard line. Nice job by DeRozier. They marked as the guy that drug him down and got the tackle. The ball is going to be marked inside the 25 at the 23-yard line. First and 10, East Atchison. Wolves trying to extend their lead here with 4:25 to play in the first half. They lead it 20-14. East Atchison will come up over the football, first and 10. At the 23-yard line is where they mark it. Taking a lot of time to get this playoff. They had to come over here and get it. First down and 10 at the 23. DeRozier, with two running backs, Dow and Gebhards, in the backfield with him. DeRozier has the snap. Oh, a mix-up. He turned one way, the running back went the other. Now he has to try and run the ball and just get it back to the line of scrimmage. An obvious miscue there with a broken play. DeRozier turned one way and the running back went the other, and that's got to be the loneliest feeling in the world when you turn and that running back's not there. So now he just battle to get it back to the line of scrimmage. Good job there by DeRozier not to come up with a big loss on the play. Brings up second down and 10, again with the football at the 23-yard line. Clock is down to 3:25 to play here now in the first half. DeRozier breaks the huddle and brings the Wolves to the line of scrimmage. Wide receiver Cameron Brooks wide to the near side to the right. DeRozier has River Dow set behind him. Calling his count. Gives to Dow. River Dow into the middle. Broke one tackle. Now fights forward. River Dow, a tough running back in there. Brought down by Trevor Mark. Not before he has a gain. That looks like he's going to get about 6 on the carry. So it's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go. Third down and 4. The ball at the 17-yard line, I believe, is where they mark it. Just outside the 17 is where the ball is marked on third down and 4 yards to go. DeRozier's in the shotgun formation. Third and 4, waiting for a snap. He's got the ball. Gives it off to River Dow. Dow comes to the right side. He's got some room. Dow's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. Cameron Brooks. Yes, Cameron Brooks, the ball carrier. And Brooks took that one in from 17 yards out. Cameron Brooks, he's a man that had the opening kickoff touchdown. He's got his second touchdown of the night. This score coming with 2 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the second quarter. This drive began at the 35-yard line, so this will be a 45-yard drive that took only 5 plays. Now we'll have the try for the 2-point conversion. DeRozier has the snap. He's going to run it himself to the left side. It's a race to the pylon. Did he get in? I don't believe he did. Yes, he did. He reached across and got it in. So DeRozier carries in for the 2-point conversion. Makes it 28-14 with 2:24 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
This is Sunny 101.3.
That scoring drive took five plays, covered 45 yards, capped off with a 17-yard touchdown run by Cameron Brooks. Two-point conversion carried in by DeRozier makes the score 28-14. East Atchison on top with 2:24 to play here in the first half. Here's the kickoff, going to be fielded by one of the up men at the 25. The 30, 35, out across to the 37-yard line on the return. Making that catch and getting the return there for South Holt, that was Mike Quinlan, a sophomore. Quinlan is going to give South Holt reasonably good field position. That scoring drive recap was brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tosh Arm Connect in Auburn. It's your future. Let's protect it. All right, first down and 10 for South Holt. Beginning this drive at their own 37-yard line is where they'll start. They come over the football. There's the snap. Gives off to Trevor Mark. Mark runs to the right. Oh, he's going to be caught and dropped for a loss of a couple. Back down near the 34-yard line, and Trevor Mark a little bit slow getting up. Taken down hard after a loss of a couple. Marks the ball back. Oh, they're going to give him a very favorable spot and put the ball at the 35 and call it a loss of a yard. Didn't look like he got even close to the 35. I happen to be sitting right on the 35-yard line. So anyway, loss of a yard, second down and 11. The ball now at the 35 is where they mark it. Weller puts two receivers to the left side of the field. Single setback is Trevor Mark back there with him. Oh, bobble on the snap from center. Has to pick it up off the ground. He'll be wrapped up and dropped at the 30. Here's a flag thrown in on top of it. Loss on the play of about 5 yards back to the 30, but now we've got a flag in here. Let's see what this is going to be. There was a bad snap from center. The ball did not get to Hayes Weller. He had to try and scoop it up and make something out of it. By then it was too late, and he got dropped for a loss on the play. The officials holding a meeting now around the 30-yard line. The referee says face mask is going to be the call on the defense, on the Wolves of East Atchison. So that's going to bail the South Old Knights out of a bad situation on a bad snap from center. The face mask penalty is going to move the football midfield to the 40-yard line. And now it'll be second down and 6 yards to go from the 40. Hayes Weller with an empty backfield. Two receivers to the near side. In motion, goes Biondo. Back to pass is Weller. He has to scramble. Pressure coming. Now wants to run with the football. Upfield with it. He'll be knocked out of bounds, but not before picking up first down yardage. Hayes Weller is doing a great job of scrambling here for the South Old Knights. He's got the football down to the 31-yard line. And it'll be a first and 10 with a minute 21 to go here in the first half. The ball is at the 31, first down and 10, South Holt. Knights are going to have to hurry here now. They trail 28-14. They've got a minute 21 left with which to work. Tight end to the right, two wide receivers wide left. Biondo sets in a slot to the left. Kemmerling is the split end. Pass comes to Kemmerling to the left side. He turns it upfield. Kemmerling gets taken out of bounds. That'll stop the clock. With a minute 13, minute 12. Oh, the clock is still running. Perhaps he did not get out of bounds. Clock is running. They're going to have to hurry up there. 1:05 showing on the game clock. Ball is spotted at the 28-yard line. They'll come over second down and 7 at the 28. Less than a minute to go. Hayes Weller with an empty backfield. Biondo in motion. They hand to Biondo. He wants to run to the far end of the corner. Can't get there. Wrapped up. Dropped down around the 25-yard line is where they'll bring him down. It's going to bring up a fourth down. And about 5 yards to go. South Holt takes timeout with 38 seconds to play here in the first half. 28-14, East Atchison on top. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Put 43 seconds on the clock. That's what we've got left to play here in the first half. Our score 28-14. East Atchison on top. South Holt has the football. They're facing third down and four with the football at the 25-yard line. Third down and four at the 25 with 43 seconds to play in the half. Hayes Weller has Trevor Mark on his left hip in the backfield. Kemmerling comes to the near side. Biondo split wide to the right. They take the handoff, they give it to Trevor Mark, and he is tackled immediately. Trevor Mark didn't even get started. They blitzed somebody through there from East Atchison, and they hit Trevor Mark, actually, as the ball was being handed to him. He still didn't even have a chance to put it away. Loss on the play. Brings up fourth down now and 8 yards to go, 21 seconds to go. Weller over the middle, passes complete, good for the first down yardage. And they're going to go for a touchdown. Will Jackson all the way for the touchdown.
Number 88, Will Jackson.
The ball was at the 30-yard line, and what a play as he gets a 30-yard completion for the touchdown to Will Jackson. The quarterback, Hayes Weller, was scrambling back there, and he found Jackson over the middle. Jackson had to break one open field tackle. Now we'll have the try to kick. Trevor Mark in the kick. Ball is down. Kick is up. The kick is good. He got it through. Trevor Mark with the kick. Our score now 28-21 with 13 seconds to go here in the first half. We're back on 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive, 6 plays, 43 yards, capped off with a 30-yard touchdown pass from Hayes Weller to Will Jackson. 13 seconds to go here. In the first half, it's 28-21. Here's an onside kick. Bouncing around. Nobody's picked it up yet. Now the return man starts to the right. Wants to get to the corner. He'll be wrapped up and dropped. Taken down out near the 30-yard line with 7 seconds left to go. Again, that scoring drive, 6 plays, 43 yards. Hayes Weller to Will Jackson for the touchdown from 30 yards out. Came with 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Trevor Mark kicked the conversion. And our score is 28-21. Farm Bureau Financial Services bringing you that scoring drive recap. So with 7.2 seconds to go, East Atchison has the football, first and 10, working from their own 29-yard line. Maybe chance for about one play here. We'll see how it goes as they come over the football to the line of scrimmage. Quarterback Owen DeRozier in the shotgun formation this time wants to throw the ball. He's going to throw deep. Throwing deep downfield. Receiver's there. Caught. And they'll take it for a touchdown. Making the catch was Cameron Brooks. Cameron Brooks caught the ball and took it for the touchdown. And that will be a 51-yard.
58-yard touchdown.
Ball came from the 29-yard line, so 51 yards on the pass play to Cam Brooks. And, boy, this thing is full of fireworks tonight. We're seeing it all here in these final couple of minutes. That was Owen DeRozier throwing that 51-yard pass. The line of scrimmage was the 29-yard line, so it was 51 yards on the pass play. Now we'll have the try for the two-point conversion. DeRozier has the snap, running to his right. DeRozier tucks it inside, and he's going to dive across and get it in. DeRozier gets it in for the two-point conversion on the run. And that moves the score now to 34. Check that. it should be 36-21. They haven't put it up on the board yet. 36-21, one-tenth of a second left to play. No, they're going to say time runs out. And at the half, the East Atchison Wolves lead the Southold Knights. 36-21 will be our halftime score. We'll take a two-minute timeout here and be back with a halftime show being presented by Highland Community College after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country part and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to Fairfax, Missouri. It's halftime. Halftime show presented tonight by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, our halftime score, East Atchison 36, South Holt 21. Lots of scoring to talk about. Let's talk about how this game transpired in the first half. East Atchison opened up with the opening kickoff being returned by Cam Brooks for 79 yards for a touchdown. The conversion was carried in by DeRozier, made it 8-0 East Atchison. With 10:32 to play in the first quarter, very quickly Trevor Mark scored on a 1-yard touchdown run that capped a 6-play, 37-yard drive. Mark kicked the conversion, and it was 8-7 East Atchison on top. South Holt scored again with 9:26 to go in the second quarter. A 4-yard run by Trevor Mark. It was a 9-play, 44-yard drive. Mark's conversion made it 14-8. South Holt on top. Then three straight touchdowns by East Atchison. First, Owen DeRozier with a 50-yard pass to Gabe Harms. Then River Dow carried in from 4 yards out. Then Cameron Brooks carried in from 17 yards out. The first two conversions failed. DeRozier carried in for the third one. And with 2:24 to go in the first half, it was 28-14. South Holt came battling back in the final 2 minutes, and with 13 seconds to play in the first half, Hayes Weller completed a 30-yard touchdown pass to Will Jackson, capped a 6-play, 43-yard drive. Mark carried in with the kick for the conversion, made it 28-21. East Atchison still up by 7. Then with just 7.1 seconds to go in the first half, East Atchison took the football over and got a 51-yard touchdown pass from Owen DeRozier to Cam Brooks. It was a 1-play, 51-yard drive. Owen DeRozier carried in for the 2-point conversion. And at the half, East Atchison leads it 36-21. That's our halftime score here at Fairfax. This halftime scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. All right, we're going to take a little break here at Fairfax and send it back to MJ Evans at the Sunny Studios. He'll have 2 minutes of important sponsor information, then an update on the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Don't go away. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
For over four decades, Hiawatha Implement has been the heartbeat of agricultural excellence, proudly serving Hiawatha and Mound City. Whether you're a farmer, a homeowner, or a commercial operator, our commitment remains unwavering to equip you with the best John Deere machinery that powers your success. Our seasoned experts ensure your machines stay at peak performance, delivering reliability and efficiency day in and day out. Hiawatha Implement, powering your progress since 1981. Visit HiawathaImplement.com for more.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative would like to remind you during this harvest season that when operating large equipment, tractors, dump trucks, grain trucks, or anything with booms or extensions, please be aware of overhead power lines. Make sure you have at least 10 feet of clearance. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest. But keep safety first, always. Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, with more than 75 years of excellence for their members. Online at ahec.coop.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows level off around 32. Tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the north at around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 64. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 37. Temperatures above average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 70s to the low 80s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
SureAg LLC has everything you need for chemical and fertilizer applications and many other services, including soil testing services, custom anhydrous applications, and a variety of feeds for your farm, pasture, CRP, and lawn. Visit SureAg LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Osborne, and Plattsburgh.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Roger, pharmacy. Simmons Service, LLC.
once again to Fairfax. It's halftime. The East Addison Wolves leading the South Hold Knights 36-21. Our halftime score. Time to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruna Implement Company, also serving you from five locations in Northeast Kansas. And, you know, as we're wrapping up our regular part of our football season, we still have some playoff games to cover, but might be a good time. We'd like to take a moment here to recognize those folks. In addition to all the sponsors that you hear throughout the broadcast, when you hear the 30-second spots being played, we certainly want to thank our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City, Jake and Tasha ArmConnect. Their slogan is your future, let's protect it. We really appreciate their support in bringing you all these scoring drive recaps. You hear us talk about Highland Community College for each of our halftime shows. At Highland, they're close to home but far from debt. They invite you to learn more at highlandcc.edu. And then, of course, our presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement Company in Humboldt. Without those folks and all the rest of the folks you hear running those commercials, these broadcasts would not be possible. So if you enjoy high school sports here on Sunny 101.3, you hear those sponsors mentioned, stop by, let them know you enjoy the broadcast, let them know you appreciate their support, and that can only enhance our opportunities to bring you even more high school football coverage in the future. We do want to remind our listeners over on the Nebraska side that the Auburn Bulldogs have qualified for the playoffs. We will have them on the air next Friday. We expect that to be a home game. We don't know who the opponent will be yet, but we will have coverage of the Auburn Bulldogs coming up next Friday night. Right now, we're going to step aside and take another two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the third quarter action coming up after this two-minute break. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Fairfax, Missouri. It's halftime. The East Atchison Wolves leading the South Holt Knights. Our halftime score, East Atchison 36 and South Holt 21. Tonight over on KTNC, our sister station, John Nixon is at Jug Brown Stadium. Fall City Tigers hosting the Fairbury Jeffs tonight. John's got live coverage for you of that one on KTNC. We haven't been able to get a scoring update yet from Fall City. Still waiting to hear from John Nixon to get us an update, perhaps a halftime score on that game with Fall City and Fairbury. We do know the Sacred Heart Irish are in a tie at halftime. That's according to Troy Nelson, our reporter there for the Irish, all tied at halftime. It was 7-7 after one quarter, and I apologize. I can't tell you who the opponent is tonight, but I do know they're all tied up at halftime. About ready to move into third quarter action here. Again, 36-21. Boy, it was an action-packed first half of football right from the get-go. East Atchison opened up with a 79-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Back and forth, a seesaw contest here, and now at the half, 36-21, we have East Atchison on top. We've got time for one more two-minute break. We're going to keep MJ Evans on her toes back here at the Sunny 101.3 studios. MJ, we're going to send it back to you for another two-minute timeout, and then we'll have that third quarter kickoff here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm Matthew Gall, a financial associate with Thrivent, and Stephen Stoller and I are here to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. We can help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Call us at 402-315-8711 to get started. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Something that affects us all, our bone and joint health. Whether you're hitting the gym, working hard on the farm, or just staying active, taking care of your bones and joints is key to staying mobile and pain-free. At Nemaha County Hospital, they've got expert care for everything from arthritis to joint injuries and even post-surgery rehab. Their physical therapy team is ready to help you keep moving and regain strength. Learn more about keeping your bones and joints healthy by calling our therapy department. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Did you know martial arts can be a fun family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Hello Martial Arts in Falls City. All classes are free on Saturday, November 9th, Monday, November 11th, and Thursday, November 14th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Find out more on our Facebook page at Hello Martial Arts or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, volleyball fans here in Northwest Missouri, last night in the Class 1 District 16 semifinal, the number 2 seed East Atchison beat Nottoway Valley 3-0. The number 4 seed Rockport beat the number 1 seed Mound City 3-1, and that means tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Rockport, the East Atchison volleyball team will face off with Rockport. That's at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Class 1 District 16 semifinal. All right, we got an exciting second half of football coming up for you here at Fairfax. I have a feeling we're going to see a lot more scoring. It's already 36-21, and it's kind of been a track meet up and down the field here for us. It'll be East Atchison kicking the ball to South Holt. They'll have the first possession up at the 30. Waiting for the kick. Here it is. A kick that's going to be caught. He went to a knee as he made the catch, and doing a good job of coming up with a catch was Mike Quinlan, a sophomore, but he went to a knee as he caught the ball. He would have had a chance to maybe get a little return out of that, but as it turns out, the ball will be spotted at the 30. That's where they'll mark it, right squarely on the 30-yard line, and so this drive will start first and 10 at the 30-yard line for South Holt. They'll come over the football. Your quarterback is Hayes Weller. He's all alone in the backfield in motion. Biondo, fake to Biondo. Weller comes to the left side. It's taken out of bounds after a short gain of a yard out to the 31-yard line. Oswald came and pushed him out of bounds here on the near sideline. A gain of one for Hayes Weller, and it'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go. We mentioned next week we'll have coverage of the Auburn Bulldogs as they go into the playoffs. It's no secret here in Northwest Missouri, all of these teams will be in the playoffs also. We're going to wait and see those matchups and make a decision. We will have coverage of Northwest Missouri football, high school football next weekend. We'll have coverage for you. Here's a handoff to Biondo, running to the right. Turns it upfield, fights his way out to about the 35-yard line. Looks like he'll have a gain of around 4 on the carry. Going to bring up third down and about 5 yards to go now for the Southold Knights. So just stay tuned to Sunny 101.3 here. We'll keep you updated once those pairings are announced, and we'll make a selection. We don't know who or where, but we will have Northwest Missouri 8-man football playoff action on the air live for you next weekend. Third down and 6 yards to go. The ball at the 34-yard line is where they mark it. Griffin Kemmerling comes to the near side, a man in a slot to the near side also. Handoff, give the ball back, tucking in. There's a flag thrown. Trevor Mark tried to turn it inside for about a yard, but a flag is thrown near the 30. I have a feeling that's going to be a holding call here. That's going to go against South Hold. At least that's what I saw, if I were allowed to be an official. Yes, it is. Holding is the call.
10-yard penalty. Replay third down.
The ball was carried out to the 35-yard line. The holding penalty will result in a 5-yard penalty. Oh, no, they're going to decline the penalty. Oh, that's interesting, because it brings up fourth down and 5, so East Atchison says we're not going to give him another chance at it. We're going to put him in a fourth down situation. The score 36-21. We're 1 minute into this second half, and South Hold is facing a fourth down and 5 at their own 35-yard line, and it appears they're going to line up and go after it. Hayes Weller sets Trevor Mark on his left hip in the backfield, a wide receiver to each side. Back to pass is Weller. Throws the ball out to the left. Pass complete. Biondo at the 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
Weller to Biondo.
45 yards on the touchdown pass to Cameron Biondo. A 45-yarder. And the score comes with 10:57. I told you we'd have more fireworks here. 10:57 to play in this third quarter. And that was Cam Biondo that made the catch. And, boy, he's got wheels. That kid, once he got the football, was down that sideline. Here's the try for the kick for the conversion. It's up. It's good. And our score is 36-28 with 10:57 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
On fourth down and 5 from their own 35-yard line, they throw a touchdown pass covering 45 yards. Went complete to Cam Biondo for the TD. The conversion kick was good. It's 36-28. Here's the kickoff. It's an onsider, going to be covered up at the 36-yard line. Hayes Weller completed a 45-yard touchdown pass to Cameron Biondo for the score. So we're back to a 8-point ball game now, 36-28. Scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. All right, this drive is going to begin at the 35-yard line for East Atchison. 10:57 to go. Well, we've had a lot of fireworks here in the first couple of minutes of this third quarter. Here's a snap. Rolling to his right with the football is DeRozier. Got away from a tackler. Now, oh, he took a hit. And finally is going to be dropped at the 35-yard line. He did a lot of work for no gain on the play just to get back to the line of scrimmage. They'll mark him down at the 35. It'll bring up second down and 10. The quarterback. Owen DeRozier. DeRozier did a great job there just to keep from losing yardage. He was hit in the backfield and really had to fight his way back to the line of scrimmage. Owen DeRozier gets it back to the 35-yard line. 10 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. 36-28, your score. East Atchison on top. It's been a track meet up and down the field. Lots of points scored. On second and 10 at the 35, Owen DeRozier in the shotgun has the snap. He'll run to his right. Ducks inside, gets hit after a gain of a couple out to about the 37-yard line, and it's going to bring up third down and about 8 yards to go. And again, Owen DeRozier, for the second carry in a row, took quite a pop there from the defenders. He took a hard hit once again as he carried that football. Gebhardts comes to the sideline here to get the play from the sideline. Clock running with 9 minutes, 37 seconds to play in the third quarter. We're in Fairfax, Missouri tonight. Missouri eight-man football coming your way on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM in Fall City. All right. Third down and 8 yards to go at the 37. DeRozier brings him to the line. He'll set with a double tight end set this time. DeRozier all alone in the backfield, has the snap. Handoff goes inside to River Dow. Dow goes to the left side. He's got the first down yardage. More than that, he's inside to 35, down to about the 33-yard line. He'll have a gain of 10 yards on the carry. Needed 8, got 10. It'll be first and 10 for East Atchison with the football spotted now at the 33-yard line of South Holt. That's where they mark it. First down and 10. For East Atchison. I think we've got a scoring update coming in here. Let's check it quick. Okay. Ball is spotted at the 33-yard line. First down and 10, East Atchison. DeRozier in the shotgun formation has the snap. Turns. Gives the ball off to his running back into the middle. I believe that must be Gebhardts. Gebhardts is going to have it down to about the 30. For a gain of maybe 3 on the play. Second down and about 7 yards to go now at the 30. 8:22 to go here in this third quarter. 36-28. East Atchison on top. The Wolves break the huddle and come over the football. DeRozier puts a wide receiver wide to the right side of the field. Dow and Gebhardts in the backfield. Waiting for his snap is DeRozier. DeRozier runs to his right. He's going to be, broke a tackle. Looked like he was going to be tackled at the line of scrimmage, and then with second effort, he got a gain of about 5 or 6 yards and actually has the football inside the 25-yard line, short of the first down. He's going to bring up third down and about a yard to go here. Third down and 1. To go in the, they're going to mark it inside the 25. At the 24 is where they put it down. Third and 1 for East Atchison. He'll put a wide receiver to the right side of the field. In the backfield is Gebhardts along with River Dow. DeRozier calls his starting count on third and 1. A high snap gives to River Dow. Dow is going to get the first yardage, but barely. He's going to pick it up with about a yard to spare, but boy, it was only through second effort. He was very close to being stopped short. He'll have the first down, but not by much. The new line of scrimmage is going to be at the 23-yard line. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they're going to bring this in and measure. I assumed he had it. The one referee announced that it was going to be a first down, and now they're going to bring the chains in. So that gives us a moment here with 6:51 to play in the third quarter. 36-28. East Atchison up by 8. They'll bring the chains in from across the way here and stretch it out, and let's see. Going to be just that close. They put the ball down and going to be short. Fourth down, it's short by a couple of inches. The nose of that football, the referee indicating using his index finger and thumb as to how far it is. So we're looking at 2 to 3 inches short of the first down. At first, they indicated that he had a first down, but now it's going to be fourth and inches. The line of scrimmage at the 23-yard line. DeRozier puts a wide receiver, knocks Oswald to the left, two wide outs to the right. Riverdale will be the setback, set next to Owen DeRozier. Fourth and inches in a shotgun formation. They fake to Dow. DeRozier keeps it. He's got it. Got the first down and then some. Still breaking tackles. Finally, down inside the 15-yard line. DeRozier is finally taken out inside the 15. He went down hard over here on the edge of the track. A little bit slow getting up. DeRozier took a pretty good pop as he was taken out of bounds. Looks like they're going to mark the football at around the 12. Wait until they take it out and spot it. At the 13-yard line is where they mark the ball. So it'll be first and 10 from the 13 for East Atchison. They lead it 36-28. And they'll break their huddle and come up here on first down and 10. DeRozier's got Riverdale to the right side. To the left is Gebhards. He's alone in the backfield. Inside handoff to Riverdale, running to the left side toward the pylon. He'll take it for the touchdown. Riverdale takes it for the TD from 13 yards out. So Riverdale on the run. I believe that's his second touchdown of the evening here for East Atchison. This score coming with 6 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the third quarter, a 13-yard touchdown run by Riverdale. That moves our score to 42-28 as they line up for the two-point conversion. Owen DeRozier in the gun. Takes a snap, pitches to Riverdale. He runs to the right. Riverdale is going to get taken out of bounds. The conversion fails. The score remains 42-28. East Atchison on top. 6:24 to go here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Jake and Tasha Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services bring you this scoring drive recap. 7 plays, 45 yards, a 13-yard touchdown carry by Riverdale. Conversion attempt failed. East Atchison goes up 42-28 with 6:24 left to play in the third quarter. Here's the East Atchison kickoff. Another little short onsider. Hits it up, man. And I think East Atchison's got the football. They tried the onside kick. East Atchison has the ball. Getting in there to cover it up was Riverdale. And Dow's a little slow getting up after he fell on that football. It hit one of the up men. Hit one of the up men. He had no chance to field the ball, and Riverdale got right on it. East Atchison executes the perfect onside kick here. They'll start first and 10. With this drive at the 39-yard line, they'll start. That's where they'll have it, the 39 of South Hole. East Atchison over the football, first and 10. Owen DeRozier has a man in motion out to the right side, Gebhards. Now takes a snap, runs to his right, reverses and goes back to the left side. He's got some room, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10. Inside the 10 and taken down. Owen DeRozier started to his right, nothing was there. He turned in reverse, went back to the left, got against the grain, and got down the left sideline for a huge gain on the play. And he's got the football inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal. Trying to see where he's at. I think it's just inside the 10. We'll use the glasses here to try and figure out. At about the 8-yard line, we'll call it the 8 is where they'll mark it. First and goal at the 8. Here come the Wolves. They lead it 42-28 right now. DeRozier's all alone. He's got an empty backfield. On first and goal at the 8, he's back to pass, looking into the end zone, and the pass is knocked down. Falls incomplete. Good defensive effort there on the cornerback on the left side by South Holt to come across, bat that football away. It'll fall incomplete and bring up second down and 8. They were looking for River Dow over there to knock the ball down. Can't pick up the number to see who that was. Might have been Weller back there defensively that batted that football away. It was Hayes Weller on the defense. So now it'll be second down and goal. Once again, the football at the 8-yard line is where they mark it. Comes over the football is DeRozier. On second and goal at the 8. DeRozier takes the snap, gives to River Dow. He runs out to the left, and he's going to go in standing up for the touchdown. River Dow on an 8-yard carry takes it in for the touchdown. He scored just a moment ago. This score coming with 5 minutes and 40 seconds, less than a minute between touchdowns there for River Dow. And this one from 8 yards out. The drive began at the 35-yard line, and it only took 4 plays to get there. Now we'll have the try for the 2-point conversion. 48-28, your score now. East Atchison on top. Here comes the try for the 2-point conversion. Back to pass, scrambling, hit the middle, throws it over the middle, incomplete. The conversion fails, and the score remains 48-28 with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, after a successful onside kick, an onside kick recovery here, that they put together a quick 4-play 39-yard drive capped with an 8-yard touchdown run by River Dow. The conversion failed. East Atchison has opened up a 20-point lead now, 48-28, with 5:40 to go here in the third quarter. Yet another onside kick. This one covered up quickly, though. They got right on top of that, and Trace Milne fell on that one at about the 38-yard line. So South Holt will start with good field position. They'll go first and 10 from their own 38 is where they'll begin this drive. 5 minutes, 40 seconds to play in the third quarter, and now East Atchison has opened up a 20-point lead. This is the biggest lead for either team here with 5:40 to go. Here's the snap, back to pass. Hayes Weller looking out here to his left. His intended receiver out here to the left side was Memphis Jones, a sophomore. The ball just thrown outside of Memphis Jones' reach and falls incomplete. So it'll bring up second down and 10 with the ball at the 38-yard line. Second down and 10 for the South Holt Knights. Quarterback Hayes Weller puts a wide receiver to the left side out here. This is Memphis Jones to the near side. In the backfield, Trevor Marks, that's there with him. Hand off to Mark. Mark runs to his right, cuts inside, fights his way across the midfield stripe to about the 39-yard line. He'll have a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up 7 yards to go now. With the football at the 39, third down and 7 for the Knights. The East Atchison Wolves have taken advantage of some breaks here on onside kicks and fumble recoveries and turned them into points, and consequently they have a 20-point lead now, 48-28. Here's a third down and 7 play at the 39-yard line of East Atchison. South Holt's Hayes Weller has the snap, throws the ball to the left. I believe the pass is complete for first down yardage.
Pass is complete for Weller, for Biondo.
Making the reception was Cameron Biondo, and Biondo got the ball down to about the 30, 1 yard line. They'll spot it at the 31. It'll be first and 10 for the Southold Knights. Cameron Biondo, freshman receiver, made that catch at the 31 yard line. Clock running with 4:43 to play here now in the third quarter. Weller, the senior quarterback, has Mark back with him. Weller wants to throw. Pump fake once. Now he's going to throw deep downfield. He's got a receiver, and the pass falls incomplete. Down near the goal line. Boy, it was well covered, but he laid that ball out there where his receiver had a shot at it. Just could not pull it down, and the pass falls incomplete. Southold has a flag on the play back up here. Holding is going to be the call on the Knights, so not only an incompleted pass, but a flag was thrown for holding on top of it. I think Biondo was the intended receiver downfield there a moment ago. Could not quite pull it in. We'll see what the penalty yardage is going to be marked off against the Knights to put the football back into their territory at the 39-yard line. It'll be first down and 20 from their own 39 now for the Southold Knights. Weller with Mark set to his left, two receivers to the left. Throws the ball out here to the left side. Biondo. Biondo gets hit. The tackler's going to bring him down after a gain of about 5. They needed 20, though. Looks like Biondo's going to get about 5 out of that. Should bring up second down. Well, they'll give him 6. We'll call it second down and 14 to go now. Gain of 6 on the reception by Cameron Biondo, the sophomore. Clock approaching the four-minute mark here in the third quarter, 48-28. Ball down at the 44, second down, 14 yards to go. Weller looks at a three defensive lineman, three-man front, is back to pass in the pocket. Throws out to the left. Biondo makes the reception. Tackled immediately, coming up to make the hit on him there was Owen DeRozier. DeRozier with the tackle on Cameron Biondo, but not before another nice gain for Biondo. He'll put the football down to about the 27, 26-yard line. Third down and 6 yards to go. Tanner Millen leads him up there to the center. Snap comes to Weller. Weller sets. He's got all kinds of time. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Nearly intercepted. The intended receiver was Will Jackson. The ball was thrown above and behind the intended receiver. Jackson could not reach back and gather it in. And then one of the defensive backs had a shot at it. Could not come up with the interception. The pass falls incomplete. And it'll bring up fourth down and 6 yards to go now for South Holt. Meanwhile, the clock is down to 3:15 to go here in the third quarter. Incompleted pass stopped the clock. Biondo goes wide to the right side of the field. Mark is in the backfield, set back there with Weller. Weller has the snap. He wants to throw on fourth down. He's going to have to hurry. He's in trouble. He scrambled and goes down, tripped up, ran into his own man, and fell down back out near the 35-yard line. East Atchison will take over on downs. East Atchison takes over on downs, and they will begin from their own 34-yard line for East Atchison on their own 34 with 3:06 left to play here in the third quarter. East Atchison leading 48-28, playing football tonight here in Fairfax, Missouri. So East Atchison takes over under the command of Owen DeRozier, the quarterback. He'll split a wide receiver, River Dow, to the right side. In a slot to the right is Cameron Brooks. DeRozier in the shotgun on first and 10 has the snap. Hands to his running back, trying to run to the left side. Breaking tackles out near the midfield stripe, across the 40. Near first down yardage. Gebhard, the ball carrier. Luke Gebhard, just a freshman, 150-yarder, and Gebhard's running tough there. Short of the first down by a yard, but he got 9 on the carry. It'll be second down and 1 with the football now marked at the 37-yard line of South Holt. Second down and 1 at the 37. 2:35, clock running here in the third quarter in Fairfax. East Atchison over the football. Wide to the right is River Dow. In a slot to the right is Cameron Brooks. DeRozier in the shotgun, takes the snap, hands the ball again to Gebhard. This time Gebhard's nowhere to go. He'll be wrapped up and dropped. Loss of a couple of yards on the play, back out to around the 30. Well, I think they're going to get him at midfield at the 40-yard line. It'll be third down and 7 yards to go now for East Atchison. Clock coming up on 2 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Again, if you're just checking in with us, our score 48-28. East Atchison leading the Southold Knights here at Fairfax. On third down and 4, wide receiver to the right side. Coming over here is Cameron Brooks, I believe it is. DeRozier has the snap. He'll run with the ball. Comes to his right. DeRozier's going to be hit and just gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. So it'll bring up fourth down and 4 yards to go now at the 40. Fourth down and 4. Leading 48-28, there's no doubt, East Atchison going to go after it. One of the things I noticed, neither one of these teams like to punt the football. Fourth down, no biggie. They just go for it anyway. Punts are very rare over here in eight-man football. It doesn't even matter where they're at on the field. They'll still go for it. Here we go, fourth down and 4 at the 40-yard line. Owen DeRozier's all alone in the backfield. Has the snap, gives the ball off to Cameron Brooks. Brooks is hit and dropped for a loss. Back into East Atchison territory, and now South Holt has held on downs. And the Knights will get the ball back. They'll take over and begin this drive. Let's see where they're going to start. First and 10, and they're going to mark the football at the 30, we'll call it the 38-yard line. That's where South Holt will start, at the 38 of East Atchison. 52 seconds to play here in the quarter with the ball at the 38, first and 10. Hayes Weller is the quarterback. Looks out here to the left. Has a pass complete. Biondo. Biondo fighting toward the left sideline. He stops short of the 30. Nice gain on the play. Looks to have about 8 yards, maybe 7-8 yards in that area. They're going to mark the ball at the 31-yard line. We're going to give him 7 on the carry. It'll be second down and 3 yards to go. 30 seconds to play here in the quarter. South Holt, time to run one more play on second down and 3. Hayes Weller has the snap, gives the ball to Trevor Mark. Mark's going to be hit, tackled in the backfield, no place to go, loss on the play. Back out to the 35-yard line. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. After three quarters, East Atchison is leading South Holt. Wait a minute, they're going to take a timeout and stop the clock with just 5 seconds left here. Oh, we've got a player with a cramp. I thought that was the last play and they were just going to let it run down. Then the referee stopped it with 5 seconds to go. In all probability, our score after three quarters is going to be 48-28. East Atchison up by 20 here. Trying to help the player with the cramp up to his feet to let him walk it off. So we'll have a chance to run one more play here, perhaps. Let's see who it is. Is that Gebhardt? Trying to see as he comes this way. The player that had the cramp over there, still cramping up quite a bit and having a hard time walking on that thing. So they'll spot the ball at the 35-yard line. Third down, 6 yards to go for South Holt at the 35. And they'll start the clock. They're not going to come up and get a chance to run one off. So after three quarters, 48-38, East Atchison up by 20. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Missouri 8-Man Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight from Fairfax, Missouri. MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, as part of tonight's presentation of high school football. We start the fourth quarter. East Atchison up 48-28. South Holt with the ball. Back to pass. Pass is going to be complete for first down yardage. Making the catch is Biondo. Biondo's got the football down to the 27-yard line, first and 10 South Holt. They can score so quickly in this 8-man game here in Missouri. Just because it's a 20-point ball game, you can't turn your radio off because they can come down the field in a hurry on you. First down and 10 at the 27 of East Atchison. South Holt with the football. Hayes Weller with the snap, sets in the pocket. Here's the pressure, puts it over the middle again, Biondo. Biondo is going to be down to the 20, inside the 20, to the 19-yard line. He'll get a gain of about 8 on that reception. Biondo, just a sophomore receiver, brings up second down and 2 yards to go. The football now at the 19-yard line. Clock shows 11:23 to play in the football game. 48-28, East Atchison on top. Here comes the Knights up to the line. Two receivers to the left. Mark goes in motion to the left. They throw it out there, and he's tackled immediately for a loss on the play. Hayes Weller delivered the ball out to Trevor Mark, but he was hit the moment he got the football. We've got a player getting up slow here now for East Atchison. Quite a collision over there. Looks like he's going to be all right and try and walk it off. Clock running with 11 minutes to go in the ball game. Third down now and 4 yards to go for South Holt. The line of scrimmage near the 22-yard line. Weller has the snap. Throws the ball to the right side and hit immediately at the line of scrimmage as he makes the reception was Will Jackson. Good defensive play by River Dow. River Dow was there on Will Jackson and almost as soon as the football arrived and made the tackle. Got the stop at the 19-yard line. It'll be fourth down and 2 yards to go. Fourth down and 2 at the 19 of East Atchison. Time starting to run out of the South Holt Knights here, down by 20. 10:22 to go in the game. Two receivers wide to the left side of the field for Hayes Weller. Trevor Mark sits in the backfield. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field. Timeout taken by South Holt. 10:14 to go in the ball game. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get 4 lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with 4 free phones of your choice.
4 free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I want to say thanks to the folks here at Fairfax High School for the wonderful hospitality. They came through the press box bringing in Gatorades and bottled water. And boy, sometimes there's nothing more precious to a play-by-play announcer than a good drink of water here. It helps a lot. All right, fourth down, 2 yards to go for South Holt. Snap the ball to Weller. He's going to get the first down on his feet. He's going to go for the touchdown. And they come just that quick. There it is, a 19-yard touchdown run by Hayes Weller for the TD. Score coming with 10 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. 19-yard carry. That was on fourth down. We've seen a lot of scores tonight on fourth down. They're lined up expecting something short, and then they take it all the way for the touchdown. There's the conversion. Conversion kick is good. And the score now, 48-35. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Why not earn interest on all your money? Money that's just been sitting in your checking account doing nothing could be earning valuable interest. Maybe it's time to put that money to work for you. So stop by Frontier Bank and open an interest-bearing checking account today. And start making money on all your money. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. online at frontier.bank.
Frontier Bank in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
So, South Holt battles back into this. They've cut the lead to 13 now at 48-35 with 10:08 to play in the football game. It was a 7-play, 42-yard drive, capped off by a 19-yard touchdown run on a quarterback keeper by Hayes Weller. 10:08 to go in the game. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Mark there to kick it away, an onside kick. The ball bouncing around, grabbed up and covered at the 32-yard line. They got on it over there for East Atchison. Carter Winahan, 180-pound junior, one of the up men, got on it and covered the ball. Well, there goes a police car and sirens screaming by the football field. That got everyone's attention for a moment. The ball will be spotted at the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10, East Atchison. The Wolves up 48-35, a 13-point lead in this ball game. Owen DeRozier is the quarterback, as he has been all night. He's all alone in the backfield. Rozier will keep it himself. DeRozier into the middle. Boy, not much running room there this time. He's going to be hit right at the line of scrimmage. Got back to the line, but that's all. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go. That's what I like about these eight-man games. They can score so quickly here, you never know when the game's over. You think somebody's up by 20 in a normal 11-man contest, that'd be a pretty comfortable lead, but not in this game. One of the players shaking up here, the official asking the coach to come out and check on him. They're going to bring him to the sideline just for a moment. The player they want to have checked on is DeRozier. Owen DeRozier has to come out of the, I don't know, did the helmet come off? Perhaps that's what the call was. So DeRozier will leave the ball game, and we're going to have another quarterback in there. Let's see who comes in at QB. DeRozier's on the near sideline. 9:40 to go in the ball game, 48-35. The football spotted at the 31-yard line, second down and 10. See who our new quarterback is for East Atchison in just a moment. Direct snap to River Dow. River Dow around the right sideline, 5 yards, 10 yards, 15, 20, down the sideline, 25, and oh, did he put a blow on the defender. River Dow lowered his shoulder and knocked the South Holt defender, punished him over on that sideline for the tackle. Credit the South Holt defender, he got the tackle, but boy, he paid the consequences. River Dow gets the football. Clear down to, I believe, the 25-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first and 10 at the 25. Ball just outside the 25-yard line, first down and 10, 9:20 to go in the ballgame. 48-35, East Atchison up. Do we have DeRozier back in there? I don't know that he is. Let's see. There's that River Dow. I think DeRozier's back in at quarterback. Waiting for the snap from center. A man moves in motion out to the right side. DeRozier takes the snap, inside handoff. That goes nowhere. Big old defensive lineman for South Holt were waiting there as he came through the center of the line. Jackson was there to get in on the tackle, also in on the stop for South Holt. Tyson Skeen. Loss on the play of about a yard and a half. We're going to call it second down and 12 now. With the football back out to the 27-yard line, second down and 12. Clock continuing to run. The clock is East Atchison's friend here. The Wolves are up by 13 as DeRozier breaks the huddle and brings him up to the line. He'll have River Dow set in the backfield next to him. DeRozier calling his count. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, runs to the right. DeRozier into the open, and there he goes, 28 yards for the touchdown. It's been that kind of a ball game. DeRozier, a 28-yard run, and took it all the way for the touchdown. This score coming with 8 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. So that drive a moment ago began back at the 38-yard line. So that's going to be a 42-yard drive. Took just six plays to do it. 8:23 to go in the ball game. Here's the try for the two-point conversion. DeRozier has the snap. Wants to throw. The ball is tipped away. The conversion fails. And with 8:23 to go in the ball game, our score now 54-35. East Atchison on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
A six-play, 42-yard drive capped off with a 28-yard touchdown run by Owen DeRozier. The conversion failed, and the score now 54-35. East Atchison on top with 8:23 to play in the ball game. All right, we're ready for the ensuing kickoff here. And it's another onsider bouncing around, and they got on it. This time making the recovery for South Holt was Austin Sipes, a freshman. Sipes very wisely just fell on that football, covered it up, and maintained the possession for South Holt. But now the South Holt Knights are running out of time here. They're down to 8:23 to go in the ballgame, trailing 54-35. East Atchison seems to have a way to get that ball into the end zone on just about every possession right now. South Holt over the football. Here come the Knights, first and 10, working from their own 34-yard line. As Hayes Weller has Trevor Mark set to his left. Back to pass is Weller. Weller's going to run with the football. Spun, dropped, and sacked for a loss back at the 30-yard line. Loss of four for Hayes Weller. Just nowhere to go, this relentless pursuit of the defense from East Atchison. East Atchison playing shorthanded here tonight, too. They have four of their starters not eligible to play in tonight's ball game, and so they're performing very well. They're getting a look at some new kids into the starting lineup, and they're up 54-35. Weller on second down and 14 is back to pass. Weller sets up, wanted to throw deep. Now he's going to run with the ball, and he's going to get taken out of bounds after a gain out to about the 37. He's going to get about 7 yards on the carry, but it's still going to bring up third down and 8 yards to go with the football at the 37-yard line. Third down and 8 at the 37. For the South Holt Knights, they trail East Atchison 54-35 with 7:41 to go in the fourth quarter here at Fairfax. Weller puts two receivers wide to the left side of the field, now puts Mark in motion, throws the ball out to Mark to the left side. He gathers it in, but he's hit just as he gets back to the line of scrimmage, and that's about all. It's going to bring up fourth down and 8. They completed the pass to Trevor Mark. He had blockers in front of him, but one of the defenders got sliced through there and wrapped him up, actually dropped him at the 35-yard line is where they brought him down. So it's going to be fourth down and 9 yards to go with the ball at the 35. Weller puts two receivers to the left side of the field. Biondo sets in a slot to the left. Trevor Mark goes in motion again out to the left side. They're going to throw the ball downfield, this time complete. Biondo. Biondo's got the ball inside the 30, down to the 27. Another big pass play. Biondo's had quite a ball game here. The sophomore receiver puts the ball down to the 28-yard line. It'll be first and 10 South Holt. Under 7 minutes to go now. 6:53 clock running. Weller back to pass, working quickly with no huddle. Rolling to the right side. He's going to go out of bounds and stop the clock down at the 23-yard line. They'll mark it at the 23. It was River Dow over here to drive him out of bounds. Second down, 6 yards to go after a gain of four. The football now at the 23-yard line. South Holt, a pretty big mountain to climb here. They're down 54-35. The clock is down to 6:44 to go. The Knights still going after it. two, three receivers wide to the left, empty backfield for Weller. Trips left this time. Weller has the snap, bobbles the snap, tries to pick it up. He'll be wrapped up and dropped and lost back out to the 30-yard line. Well, South Holt has had their issues with the snaps from center. There's been at least three or four occasions where the ball was just off the mark, either did not reach the quarterback or went over his head or a little bit of everything. That one resulted in a loss back out to the 39-yard line, and now it's third down and 12 yards to go from the 29, rather. Back to pass is Weller, third and 12. Out to the left, pass falls incomplete. Intended receiver was Will Jackson. Went off of his fingertips, and the ball goes incomplete down near the 20-yard line, so it's going to bring up fourth down now and 12 yards to go with the football just inside the 30-yard line at about the 29 is where they mark it. Fourth down and 12 at the 29 with 6:08 to go in the ball game. The clock has stopped with the incompleted pass. This is a do-or-die fourth down here for South Holt because they're down 54-35 with just 6:08 on the clock. Wide receiver goes wide to the left side of the field. Memphis Jones is split out there. Back to pass is Weller on fourth and 12. Wants to throw the ball deep down into the end zone. There's the pass, and it's going to be incomplete. Defenders all around the intended receiver. Pass falls incomplete. East Atchison is held, and the Wolves will take over on downs. It'll be East Atchison's football. They'll begin this first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. That's where East Atchison will start. From their own 29 with 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play in the ballgame. So now, up by 19, 54-35, all East Atchison wants to do is just come out here and run plays and run some clock. Their quarterback is Owen DeRozier, as he has been all night. River Dow sets in the backfield to his right. There's a receiver to either side of the field. Hand the ball to River Dow. He comes to the left sideline, staying in. Oh, he didn't stay in bounds. Ran out of bounds. That's not what you want to have happen. You want to try and stay in bounds and keep that clock running. And the coach is telling River Dow that right now on the sideline, reminding him to stay in bounds. We want that clock moving. 5:53 on the game clock. 54-35 the score. Gain on the play of 3. Second down, 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 33-yard line. Wolves with the football. DeRozier has some confusion. Knocks Oswald to ask a question. Gebhards comes to the left side. DeRozier's in the backfield with River Dow. Fakes to Dow. Keeps it himself. Runs to his right. Broke a tackle. Broke yet another tackle. Still on his feet. Now a flag is thrown. Reverses. Comes back to the left. He's going to take it all the way for the touchdown. That's going to be a 47-yard carry for the touchdown, but there's a flag down. Let's see what this is going to be. As he did take it the entire distance, I'm thinking, well, they're not walking him back yet here. Let's see what they're going to tell us. Still waiting for some indication from the referee. Yes, it is going to be a face mask call on the offense. And that's going to negate a 47-yard touchdown run by Owen DeRozier, and he had to run at least 80 yards to get that. He went from the near middle of the field to the far right side, down the sideline, then all the way back to the far left side and into the corner of the end zone. So the penalty face mask is going to be marched off from the 30-yard line out to the spot foul out to the 35. It'll still be enough for a first down even after the penalty yardage. Now Coach Aaron Barron's here on the near sideline, asking a question or two, waiting for it to be answered. 5:37 to play in the football game. 54-35, East Atchison in command here at Fairfax. East Atchison came into this one 3-6 on the year. South Holt was 4-5. Next week they'll both be playing in the playoffs. Now, first and 10 from just outside the 35-yard line. DeRozier, with River Dow set next to him, has the snap. Gives the ball to River Dow. River Dow up the middle. Carries the ball down to around the 30. He's going to get a gain of about 7 on the play. Should bring up second down and around 3 or 4 yards to go. He only got about 5 on it. Second down and 5 yards to go with the football at the 30-yard line. Clock running, 5:15.
A reminder to all teams.
54:35. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show tonight. We'll give you a rundown on the second half scoring. It's been a track meet. A lot of points. 89 points on the board tonight between the two teams. On second down and 5 at the 30-yard line, DeRosier sets extremely deep. He's back 7 yards off the line of scrimmage. Timeout's going to be taken by East Atchison with 4:50 to play in the ballgame. It's 54-35. East Atchison leading Southold. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Now, after three quarters, Fairbury leading Fall City 14-7. That's their score after three of the game being heard tonight over on KTNC. 14-7, Fairbury leading Fall City after three. Here with 4:50 to go in the ballgame, 54-35 is our score. East Atchison with the football. Second down and 5 at the 30 of South Hole. Hand the ball off. Into the middle goes River Dow. Pretty tough sledding. He got back to the line of scrimmage at about the 30-yard line. Third down and 5 yards to go coming up with the ball at the 30. Clock continues to run. 4:29, 4:28. The seconds ticking away here on South Holt, as they're down by 19 points. East Atchison just wants to keep the ball on the ground, keep that clock running. Third down and 5 at the 30 for the Wolves. Owen DeRosier is in the gun. The ends are tight. The backs are set as flankers to either side outside the hip of the tight ends. DeRosier has the snap. Runs to his right, hit in the backfield, dropped and sacked for a loss on the play. Loss about 3. DeRosier goes down at around the 33-yard line. DeRosier a little bit slow getting up over there on the far sideline. Looks like he's okay, trying to shake it off. So with the loss on the play, the ball moves out to the 33-yard line, I believe it is. 32-yard line. And it'll bring up fourth down, and about a long 6 to go now. Fourth and a long 6 for East Atchison. They lead it 54-35, the clock down to 3:18 to go. DeRosier looking for a first down here to try and continue to run that clock. Has the snap. He's set. He's going to throw the ball deep. Down deep. The defender's there. The ball falls incomplete. Good defense there. On the part of South Holt, the intended receiver was in the, I believe back there on the defense was Hayes Weller, and he was running step for step with the intended receiver, batted the ball away. It falls incomplete, and South Holt will get one more possession here with 3:05 to go in the ballgame. They take over first and 10 at their own 33-yard line is where they'll start this drive. First and 10 from the 33 for South Holt. Over the ball, there's the snap. Back to pass is Weller. He's scrambling. Weller down the sidelines, got a receiver in the pass. No, false. Wait a minute. They're going to rule it incomplete. Looked like for a moment he had the ball. He tried to come back to it. The referees are discussing whether he came down with it or not. Long discussion there. Biondo was the receiver. They had to talk it over, and they're going to rule it as an incompletion. They're saying Biondo did not pull it in. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:45 to play. They'll bring it back to the 32-yard line, where it'll be second down and 10 now for South Holt. Knights trailing 54-35. Ball out at the 32-yard line is where they mark it. Weller's in the gun. That's Mark set to his left in the backfield. Weller has the snap. Scrambling to his right. Here comes pressure. They're giving chase. Now he'll keep it himself and go out of bounds. Short of the first down, he's going to go out of bounds at about the 39-yard line. It'll bring up third down and still about 4 yards to go at the 39. He got out of bounds to stop the clock with 2:44 showing on the game clock. Football being played tonight here in Fairfax, Missouri. They play some of the games at Tark Hill, some of them at Fairfax for East Atchison. Tonight we're in Fairfax. Third down and three. There's the snap to Weller. Weller scrambles, comes up the middle with it. He's going to get the first down and then some. Out to his left, he's inside the 30 and goes out of bounds to stop the clock. Down near the 29-yard line, stops the clock with 2:35 to go. That play just took 9 seconds off the clock. South Holt trying to chip away at this 19-point deficit, down 54-35. Spot the ball at the 29-yard line, first and 10 for the South Holt Knights. Hayes Weller with Trevor Mark next to him, sets to the left. Weller, oh, another bad snap. Weller picks it up, rolls to his right, looking for a receiver. Now he'll just have to be taken out of bounds. That could have been a horse collar pretty easy there, but we're not going to see a flag on it. Tackled at the 25-yard line is where they got him. Gain on the play brings up second down and about 6 yards to go. That could have easily been a horse collar tackle there, but no flag thrown on it. Quickly over the ball come the South Holt Knights. Weller's back to pass. Weller throws over to the left side. Pass falls incomplete. Incompletion stops the clock with 2 minutes to play. It's third down, 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 25-yard line is where they mark it. The ball right on the 25 is where it's spotted. On third down, Hayes Weller and Trevor Mark in the backfield, two receivers to the left. Weller throws the ball out to the left, complete to Biondo. Biondo is going to be wrapped up and hit short of the first down, just outside the 20. Biondo kind of got twisted around awkwardly there by the tacklers after making the reception. He's going to shake it off and try and walk it off here, but the ball is now going to be marked at the 21-yard line. Fourth down, 2 yards to go. Timeout taken on the field with a minute 31 to play in the ballgame. Timeout South Holt. We'll step aside for another 30-second break. You're enjoying 8-man high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save the date for the Community Medical Center Health Fair, Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the SCC Learning Center on Bilshock Boulevard in Falls City. There'll be health screenings, flu shot, info on CMC hospital services, dental care, memory care support, senior living, pharmacy, Syndica, Head Start, plus Medicare enrollment information, and much more. It's all Tuesday, November 12th from 4 to 6 p.m. The Community Medical Center Health Fair, taking place at the SCC Learning Center in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Fairfax, Missouri. A minute 31 to play in this one. 54-35, East Atchison on their way to picking up the win here over South Holt. The Knights face fourth down and two with the football at the 21-yard line of the Wolves. Fourth and two for Hayes Weller and company. Weller's going to put a Biondo to the right side of the field now as a receiver. He's got Trevor marked in the backfield with him alongside. Weller's going to keep it himself and try and run to the right. He's going to get the first down and then some. Be taken out of bounds. And that'll stop the clock. He's taken out around the 12 or 13-yard line. Clock is down to a minute 24 to go. It'll be enough for a first and 10. South Holt would like to put another score up here and make that score look a little more respectable as they're down 54-35. The new line of scrimmage is going to be at about the 13-yard line, I believe. Put the ball in the 13 on the hash mark in from the right side. South Holt going from our left to right, from west to east here. Biondo sets in a slot to the left. Also out wide to the left side is Memphis Jones. Weller has the snap. looks over the middle. Ball deflected, knocked up into the air and intercepted.
Ball was batted.
They batted the ball straight up in the air, and the East Dadgers and Wolves come up with the interception. Down there deep, I think getting the interception was Owen DeRozier. The ball got tipped by one of the linemen. It went straight up in the air, and then DeRozier got under it and made the catch. And that interception occurred down inside the 5-yard line. The clock is down to a minute 18 to go. Now all East Atchison has to do is just run out the clock here. They're up 54-19 with a minute 18 to play. That will probably be your final score here, barring some unforeseen situation. Owen DeRozier is under center. He'll take a knee. That'll get the clock running. I don't think South Holt has any more timeouts left, so they can't stop the clock. Just a matter of taking a knee a couple more times here. Clock down to 105, 104. Stay with us. We'll be back with a post-game show at the end of this one and give you a little rundown on how the scoring went in the second half of this one. And boy, there's a lot of it to talk about. 89 points scored in tonight's ballgame. They'll come up to the line of scrimmage to take a knee here once again. DeRozier, who got the interception a minute ago to stop this final scoring drive by South Holt, will come under center, call his count. Goes to a knee. They won't have to run another one. That'll be it. Time will run out. There's your football game. Your final score tonight here in Fairfax, the East Atchison Wolves 54 and the South Holt Knights 35. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back after this 2-minute break with our post-game scoring wrap-up. You've been enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Julie Sanoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Fairfax for our post-game wrap-up. Our final score tonight, East Atchison 54, South Holt 35. Well, a lot of fireworks here. 89 points put up on the board tonight in this contest. At the half, the score stood 36-21 with East Atchison on top. Then the second half scoring went like this. South Holt came out, put up a 45-yard touchdown pass. That was complete from Hayes Weller to Cameron Biondo. The conversion kick was good, and suddenly we were back to an 8-point ball game, 36-28. Then with 6:24 to go in the third quarter, a 13-yard touchdown run by River Dow made it 42-28. River Dow added another 8-yard touchdown run at the 5:40 mark of the third quarter. Conversion failed, but it was a 20-point lead at that point for East Atchison, 48-28. South Holt came battling back, 10:08 to go in the fourth quarter, a 19-yard touchdown run by Hayes Weller. Mark's kick was good, and it was 48-35, and then to round out the scoring with 8:23 to go in the football game, a 28-yard run by Owen DeRozier capped off a 6-play, 42-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed. The score went 54-35, and that's the way it ended your final tonight, the win for East Atchison. Well, a lot of great football tonight here. We had an action-packed ball game. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. If you've enjoyed it at home listening as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you on this end, we all had a pretty good time here tonight. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For MJ Evans, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula, leaving you with the final score here in Fairfax. It was East Atchison 54 and South Holt 35. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.